Welcome to Short Vart on Parshas Vayechi. You know, this week there was a viral video of somebody going into Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the great Torah scholar, perhaps the Gadol Hadar, the greatest rabbi of the generation, and asking him about bringing a weapon into a shul. Unfortunately, with the uptake in anti-Semitic acts, particularly against shuls, the fellow wanted to know if it's appropriate, if they have a license, if they're allowed to bring a gun or some type of weapon into the shul. And Rav Chaim responded that if needed, one could do it. But it got me thinking about something in this week's Parsha, which I think is very timely. In this week's Parsha, Yaakov Avinu gives his son Yosef the city of Shechem as a gift. And he says to him, I'm giving you the city of Shechem asher lokachti miyad ha'amori, that I took from the Amorite nation, b'charbi u'b'kashti, with my sword and with my bow. And what's fascinating is that literally across the board, the commentaries, the Medrash, nobody learns that cherev and keshes, that a sword and a bow are literal. Yaakov Avinu did not take a weapon to fight. And the commentaries actually point out, because chronologically it doesn't make any sense, because first at war you shoot the bow from a distance, and then you get closer and you fight with the sword. But here it says the opposite. It says, he took a becharbi with my sword, ubekashti, and with my bow. So clearly it's indicating that it's something deeper. And there's many different layers of explanation. Rashi brings the Targum, that it's referring to tefillah, to prayer. That was his strongest weapon. Others say his seichel, his intellect. But the Medrash says, becharbi ubekashti means mitzvos. Becharbi, the sword, refers to mitzvos. Ubekashti, and with my bow, that refers to masim tovim, to good deeds. Which toggles the thought. We bless a person, and it's brought down in the Rambam and in Tosefta and other places. We bless at a bris. We say that this young child should be entered into Torah, chuppah and masim tovim. Torah, the wedding canopy, and masim tovim, good deeds. And the vernacular people are always saying, mitzvos and masim tovim. And we find it in the tefillah and the prayer, mitzvos and masim tovim. What is mitzvos and what's masim tovim? Aren't mitzvos, performing mitzvos, isn't that masim tovim, good actions, good deeds? So what's the difference between a mitzvah and a masa tov? So the Bali Musar explained, and actually the Brisker Rav said this as well, that a mitzvah is the actual performance. A person puts on the tefillin, the physical performance. A person blows a shofar. But masim tovim is when a person takes that act, that cheftza of a mitzvah, and they elevate it through the kavana, the intent, through the fact that the mitzvah has an impact on the person that they are. It makes them a better, a deeper, a more appropriate person. That turns a mitzvah into a maaseh tov. It turns the simple action and it completes it. Like the word tov means complete. A maaseh tov, it becomes complete because it's not just a physical, rote action of putting on the tefillin. It's understanding that the tefillin are supposed to help a person be in charge, be in control of their thoughts, their emotions, the pragmatic logic, the emotional logic. And Yaakov Avinu was saying, according to this medrash, do you know what my strongest weapon is? My strongest weapon is my deeds, it's my mitzvos. But more than just my mitzvos, it's the whole thought process. It's the personal connection. It's the impact that it has on me as a person when I perform mitzvos. That is the single strongest weapon in a person, Jewish person's arsenal. And it just got me thinking, you know, unfortunately, it is scarier to go to shul. One never knows what could happen, and shuls have started getting guards, and Reb Chaim says, maybe you don't need a guard, maybe you do need a guard. But regardless of what, every Jewish person could really bring a weapon to shul each week. What's the weapon according to this medrash? It's taking our mitzvos and upgrading them. It's not being anshei mitzvos anashim melumada, just doing mitzvos because we do them every day out of rote. It's putting thought, it's putting feeling, and being elevated and perfected by those mitzvos. That is the strongest spiritual weapon that the Jewish people have against all of their enemies, against all of the invaders. So let's be mechazik. Let's strengthen ourselves. Let's take a few mitzvahs that we've just been doing out of room and let's upgrade them. Let's make sure we understand them. Let's think about them. Let's have kavana before we do them. And a mitzvah shalom will be upgraded, but even more importantly than that, we'll be protected, we'll be fortified, and our enemies won't have the impact that they're trying to have on us. The Rebbeinu Shalom should keep us safe, and we should have a beautiful upcoming Shabbos.